I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me by phone today is the Executive Director of the Delaware Contemporary, Leslie Schaefer. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, and thank you for having me today.
I'm so glad we could connect. I know you're busy and you're traveling, so I appreciate you joining us today. We're here to talk about the Delaware Contemporary, but specifically we want to make sure we get to cover your upcoming program, Art and Couture, a Contemporary Centennial. But before we do that, let's talk about the Delaware Contemporary for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your organization.
Okay. So the Delaware Contemporary is a non-collecting museum, and we are on the riverfront, in the riverfront neighborhood, just down near AAA and Barclays. And we show approximately 25 exhibitions per year of emerging, established, well-established artists from the region, generally the Eastern Seaboard. We have 7 galleries within our museum space that rotate every 2 to 5 months. And all of those are complemented by programming, educational outreach, and artists. Specific kinds of programming.
And fitting into the scope of that programming, you have Art and Couture, a Contemporary Centennial. And this is a celebration of the suffrage movement, but just a really exciting combining of political history and art. Let's delve into this. Art and Couture, for our listeners, what is couture, first of all?
So couture, for our context, is the making and designing of what we call looks or fashions. I didn't mention earlier, but on site at the museum, we have 26 artist studios. So working artists come in regularly to make work in our studios. And one of those artists is a couture, and her name is Sean Pinkney, and he's an artist who's lived in the region for a while. He is from the Arden neighborhood, and he works then at the Delaware Contemporary. And it has been his modality to use fashion, specifically fashion for women, as the thesis of his work. And this comes from his upbringing in Philadelphia. He grew up in a Philadelphia neighborhood where there were a lot of women, including his mother, aunts, grandparents, other female influences in his life that were seamstresses or worked in the clothing and design industry. And so he adopted some of their practices and their ways of working and formed it into a very interesting way of thinking about contemporary art. And it starts with maybe one figure or maybe a situation in our American history that he wants to revisit today. And so what he will do is he will he'll look at what kinds of clothing they wore, what were their personality traits, what kind of accomplishments did either an individual or a group of individuals make. And then if he were to say, bring them forward 100 to 150 years, how would they be dressed? Or how would he dress them to still maintain those aspects of their character? And so an earlier work he did plays Harriet Tubman in the present day. And so using attributes of slavery, references to specific objects from that period found themselves as adornment to dresses that he made for her today. But what he's doing for us for Art and Couture is looking at the suffragettes and with the same lens, going back and saying, what did these women do? What accomplishments did they make for people of today? And if I were to take what they wore, what they were doing, and redress them, how might that appear? And how do we present that then to a public audience? And so this exhibition and event is focusing on four different themes. So the first theme is the protesters, those women who on their aprons wrote "Votes for Women." He employs the colors of the movement, which were purple, gold, and white. He will have, at the beginning of the event, these women models in his clothing picketing outside of the museum for the right for women to vote. And then he moves into a next season, which he calls the work season, and that is where women started to wear pantsuits and dress like men and employ the rights of women in the workplace, followed by the third scene, which is women in cocktail attire. And so I think you'll find references to flapper style of clothing and things a little above the knee, things a little closer to the shoulder than they might have been before the suffragettes. And then the final piece of the performance, the session event that will take place on April 25th is the evening wear. And the evening wear are a series of seven dresses made exclusively in white materials. And they will be featured by our chosen contemporary days. Suffragettes, and those are women in Delaware who have made an impact in many different aspects, from government to business, social reform, and community engagement across the board. And so we've identified seven people to be adorned and create a finale for that event. And they are, and this is in sort of alphabetical order, Ashley Biden. And Ashley was the former executive director for the Delaware Center for Justice. And she's also very philanthropic in herself. And she's formed a clothing company that makes hoodies called Livelihood. And the proceeds from that go to support specific neighborhoods in need. We have our Congresswoman at large, Lisa Blunt Rochester, who will be featured as a model as well. She's, you know, involved, as you know, with the arts in Washington and sits on the House Committee of Energy and Commerce. Our own Lieutenant Governor, Bethany Hall Long, will be one of the models as well. And she's been really instrumental in a lot of health-related efforts here in our state. Susan Kelleher is the senior vice president at Chemours, and she's a really dynamic woman who's changed the business culture for women in our state and across the nation. Senator Elizabeth Tizzy Lockman is another one of our models, and we really look to her efforts in education and in her community rebuilding. Sarah McBride, who's currently running for senator but was the National Press Secretary for Human Rights Campaign. She's involved across the city in different boards and represents the arts in many different ways, and so she's a real art advocate for all of us. And then there's a woman named Carol Arnott Robbins, who's the founder of News for Women and who has really empowered women across Wilmington and beyond to find a direction for them that is successful and profitable on their own as a woman. She's a social advocate herself, and she really believes in helping women. And so that's our lineup, and it's very diverse group of women, very powerful group of women, and I think they were the perfect combination of different in ways that we engage with our community and respond to community issues in one room. And so they are the finale for this big fashion event. Sean is creating dresses specifically for their personalities.
So, I mean, that's a fascinating concept, honoring these women. So they will be wearing the clothing that Sean has designed. Is that right?
That's correct. He's creating 22 looks, and seven of them are designed specifically for these honoree model suffragettes.
So he's going to have to be getting together with them for fittings and that sort of thing, I assume?
That's what we're doing right now. We've been meeting with them, and, you know, it's pretty fun. They have, you know, an initial fitting, and he'll bring his fabric for them to see, but he'll dress them in like a muslin, you know, pattern kind of approach, and then they'll come back and they'll have two more fittings. And then the night of the event, like I said, there'll be the, you know, the finale. They'll have the fourth of three seasons of models coming in. The first three will be worn by professional local models. We worked with a local agency too.
Well, that's a really fascinating concept, and I want to get more into the actual design elements of what Sean's working on. But let me first remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Joining me by phone today is the Executive Director of the Delaware Contemporary, Leslie Schaefer. And we've been talking about art and couture, a contemporary centennial. And from a flyer I have here, it's celebrating the suffrage movement and 100 years of women's rights, featuring artist Sean Baron Pinkney. Leslie, Sean's work, I mean, I'm fascinated by this as a former history teacher. What Sean is taking fashion design, having to do research in social history, and then combine those elements of art and history and the progress of women from the and the evolution of women and fashion from the time of the suffragette movement in the early 1900s. So talk a little bit about how he's combining those two elements, because I think many of our listeners are not aware of how the arts intertwine with social history.
Well, you know, I think that he is absolutely trying to pay attention to some of the things that the original suffragettes were putting forth. So a lot of the clothes will have similar wording or notices that you might have found on a picket sign, you know, that they were picketing. So, for example, votes for women is across the front of this gorgeous skirt. He's looking at the colors, because the colors that they selected were really specific in their movement and their effort, a little bit different than the suffragettes that were in England. These are modern ones from America, and so it's purple, gold, and white. So he brings that into it. And then he takes the first pantsuit, but alters a little bit so that it's more contemporary and feels as if progress had been made, you know, not only within the, you know, the history, the whole social history, but also within clothing. So he's updating a look that they would have embraced at that time, and if they were here today, would embrace today. So there's certain lines, there's definitely colors, the kinds of fabrics that he's choosing, the shoes, the style of shoes are very much in line with a contemporary take on shoes worn by the suffragettes and from that time period. The hair and makeup will also be very similar to hairstyles that were donned by, you know, 1920s women, and then updated here with, you know, a more contemporary look. So these women are being dressed also for their personality, and he's looked at them and studied them and found certain things that I think we will all be surprised by. I'm not going to give it away, but I have seen the drawings, and the drawings are gorgeous, and they're all very different. And, you know, some are, you know, a little sassier, and some are a little more conservative, and some are a little fussier, and some are a little more elegant. So I wouldn't say there's one particular look, but rather, you know, a blending of the styles that we would have found it's going to be quite remarkable. It's going to take place in our galleries, and so the models will walk all the way through the exhibition spaces and then back to a central area.
So the event on April 25th, it runs, I believe, from 7 to 10 p.m., is that correct?
Yes.
So what will the event itself look like for those people who are interested in attending? I see from some of your promotional work that it looks like there's going to be an art auction as well. And so for the attendee, what will the evening look like?
So for the attendee, if you're a VIP, which is what you want to be, because you have access to Speakeasy, we've created a secret drawer, and I can't tell you where that is yet, but it's a secret drawer to a secret space that's passcode protected. And you will be able to engage with the models and with, you know, in a private kind of area. There'll be picketers. There'll be, as you said, an auction of objects. We have two different kinds of objects. Right now, if you're interested, you can go to the museum and check out our Focal Points exhibition. And this is an exhibition of the work of only women photographers. Women photographers over the last 25 years have made an impact and strides in the medium of fine art photography. And they're mostly, I would say, primarily all black and white photos. And some are representational. A lot of them are abstracted, and they will be for sale the evening of the event, but they're right now showcased in this gorgeous selection by our curator of I believe it's 14 artists that are, you know, together cumulatively showing what's happened in photography. There's another section of the museum that's dedicated to the auctioning of accessories, and that's also being curated by one of our committee members. So there'll be bags and hats and dresses, I believe, and other kinds of artistic couture that will be available for auction that evening. And there'll be dancing. We have period 1920 period music and entertainment, and it will be, you know, highly curated, catered. It's a full dinner as part of the evening. So that will be, you know, with fun, celebratory, centennial cocktails and all kinds of details like that.
And how do our listeners find out more about this and access tickets?
So tickets are available just through our website. So it's decontemporary.org, and it's under our events section. There's probably a big banner on the front page of our website. And they're going fast, though, I will say that. We had, as of about 2 days ago, sold a lot of the VIP tickets. So I urge, it is on our website. I urge ticket buyers to get to the website soon. And I believe the pre-sale price is $95, $75, sorry, $75 through April 11th.
Okay, now we've got a couple minutes left, so I'm intrigued with the the notion of, you know, presenting fashion over time, but I also think it's wonderful to recognize these seven women that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. How are they selected? I mean, clearly all of them are worthy of that. It must have been a daunting task to narrow it down.
Right. Well, the list had been developed over the last couple of years. This idea had been put forth probably about 2 years ago, and for the last year we've been working on it. It is a very difficult task to make those selections as to which people would be celebrated that evening. And I think we wanted to make sure we had a broad representation of ways that women were contributing to roles in society, as well as ages and interests and, you know, just a pretty, we wanted a diverse group. And at some point, you know, our list narrowed down to those seven women, and we were very fortunate that all of them were interested in participating. So we are very appreciative, because these women did not get to where they were without being very committed to a lot of different things. So they're busy. And I think, though, the evening in general should just be thought of as a celebration of where women are today. So while these women are being featured, they really represent what is possible for women in the future, especially our younger women who we hope to get involved. And, you know, by no means was this list exhaustive, right?
Well, we've got about a minute left. So for our listeners who tuned in late, you want to run down the list of seven women who are going to be recognized honored evening and also serve as models for the fashion?
So again, in alphabetical order, we have Ashley Biden, former director of the Delaware Center of Justice, Congresswoman Lisa Blunt, Rochester, Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hallong, Susan Kelleher, the Senior Vice President at Comores, Senator Elizabeth Lockman, our District 3 State Senator, Sarah McBride, who's the National Press Secretary and running for State Senate, and Carol Arnott Robbins, who is the founder of News for Women.
Well, that's great. And so the art auction, I want to turn to that. That will be part of this evening event as well. Or is that going
Absolutely,
on
now? Yes. You can preview it now, but the auction itself will be the evening of the event on April 25th. And this is monies that we will raise for operating expenses and to put on our exhibitions going forward. I should just, on one last note, say that if for whatever reason, and I hope that you don't, miss the opportunity to see the dresses as they're worn in the event, they will be featured in an exhibition at the museum on June 5th. Through September 20th. So Sean Pinckney's designs will be on view post-event.
Well, and with that, I think it's time for us to sign off. So Leslie Schaefer from the Delaware Contemporary, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your taking time out to talk about the upcoming Art and Couture, a contemporary centennial at the Delaware Contemporary.
Thanks, Paul.